Amid rising needs, the community rallied to help the Aurelia Salvation Army shatter its goal of raising $210,000 during its annual cattle campaign. At a special recognition event for volunteers Sunday evening, officials announced $250,537.68 was raised during this year's festive efforts. Officials also unveiled the following statistics. 635 households were served. 2,131 individuals received a hamper. 1,122 children received toys, gifts. 35 individuals volunteered to help with the Christmas hampers. 2,206 hours were volunteered for the hamper program. 2,977 volunteer hours donated for the cattle program. 98 kettles were adopted by 81 adopters, with 500-plus bell ringers at adopted kettles. Over 600 individuals donated increments of two-hour shifts at kettles, and over 1,000 volunteers assisted the cattle campaign. While the numbers are impressive, it's the generosity behind those statistics that are telling. Even when we do the best possible job we can to track the numbers, the people, the hours, amounts distributed and raised, the part that is shining brightly is the impact that all this has on people, Captain Tina Howard told those at Sunday's gathering held at the church's Coldwater Road facility. Howard highlighted the many volunteers, both directly and indirectly, making a difference in the lives of the people they converse with, share stories with, offer gift bags, and play carols for. And your time volunteering shines brightly in your own life, too, said Howard about the positive effects on their own health and well-being. There's a lot of darkness in our world and we can be a light for one another, to bring hope into despair. Howard noted five generous Salvation Army volunteers gave 50 hours of their time to help those in need over the Christmas season. Aurelians are generally a giving people and it's a privilege to be here, remarked Aurelia Mayor Don McIsaac as he recognized the impact the Salvation Army campaign has on the community. He commented on the amount he saw people reach out, help and give back during the holiday season. I applaud you for all of the effort you put in this very successful campaign, he said, acknowledging that the holidays are a time to support those in need. Through tears of joy, Sharon Shirk, a volunteer with the Salvation Army since 2011, shared her touching story. This has always been a special time for me. We grew up very poor, said Shirk, who described her family of five siblings living off meager means and missing out on being able to afford anything substantial for Christmas. One year in particular, they woke up on Christmas Day to a basket filled with food outside their door. Her family received nourishment and hope, in the form of a Salvation Army hamper, when all seemed lost. I don't even know how they found us, Shirk said, noting they lived far from town in a cabin without power. Captain Josh Howard commended Aurelia volunteers. They do this because they know the value and the impact it has on the lives of individuals, of couples, of families. We see need everywhere we look throughout our city. They help us meet that need and give hope. Despite the rising costs of living, the difficulties faced by those who are less fortunate, and the challenges charities face to make a difference, the Salvation Army volunteers persevere, he said with pride. The needs have gone up, he explained. Since he and his wife moved to Aurelia 3 years ago, he says the food bank numbers and street outreach needs have all increased. There's more households that are needing assistance than other years, so with that we've had to increase things like our cattle goal, he said. The generosity of Aurelians is what enables us to do what we do not just at Christmas but throughout the year as well, he remarked. For 7 years, Glenn Adams has returned to volunteer for the cattle campaign. This year was the first year he got his wife, Darlene, on board as well. They're so short-handed, she said. I love giving back to the community, said Glenn about his drive to work the two-hour shifts, ringing bells and encouraging people to donate to the campaign. It feels good. As Louise Downey played gentle piano for the first half of the event, many volunteers met for the first time. Others, like Dennis and Gloria Rousseau, a husband and wife duo who make the most of their volunteer kettle locations, conversed about their shared experiences. For Brian Adams and the Aurelia Vocal Ensemble, 2024 was a way to bring something new to the kettle campaign. Choir members brought guitars and performed while standing with the bells, which was an extra helping of cheer. People loved it, he said. Overall, a big thanks to Aurelia for stepping up to meet goals, even with the greater needs than in the past, said Captain Josh Howard. The Salvation Army accepts donations in person or through its website under Ways to Give. There are secure options online or by calling the office at 705-326-3284.